Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome. I hope everybody's having a beautiful day and enjoying the spring. In some places, we're still waiting for spring weather, although it's pretty awesome in the midst of it all because you get to really experience what it feels like to just be present and enjoy the beauty of spring growing and budding and all the beauty that comes with spring. So if you're new to the show, I wanted to tell you a little bit about how I operate so that you get the most from the experience. I will be doing a meditation at the very beginning, and I tune in to see what kind of channeled messages are appropriate. I channel from the angelic realm, which is where I'm from, the expansive, pure, loving beings that come from these amazing places of the most purest love of frequency that I think anybody ever experienced on this planet, and including the angelic realm that's very pure and loving. And then I see if there's any questions that you have. I share some things that go on with what I'm doing since this is something I do full time. And then with the remaining time, I take one question readings. You're always welcome to contact me through the website, which I have in the chat box. It's also Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com to get more of a full-blown reading, angel messages. I also do inner spirit activations. If you're ready and receptive to activating your inner spirit, that's something I do as well. And you'll also find products that I created on your journey of awakening your spirit through relaxation, being a certified hypnotist, and an online series of your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness. So in addition to the readings, I do ask a simple question if you're ready and committed to your own evolution enough and you're resonating with the gifts that I offer to explore working together and with these spirit guides and all these beings that I support and see if we can help you in your own evolution of your spirit. And so if you're ready and committed, you'll say yes, and then we'll get in touch with you and see if it's a mutual match. And if you're not ready, you can just lovingly say, no, I'm not ready, and that'll be that. So let me go ahead and start with the meditation. As always, it's very important to be very present inside your own heart. Sometimes we get so caught up in the collective consciousness or in our own personal growth that it brings us into a roller coaster feeling where one minute we're happy and next minute we're sad, and I call that duality living, or feeling really positive and then non-positive. And so as you learn to tune into your heart and connect with your own inner being, your own inner spirit being, you start to move away from the effects that the outer world can have on you and learn to stand strong on the inner world in a solid way, and that's where you start to really build into your purpose more solidly. So I'd like you to please just take a breath. Kind of notice where your breath is. Is it in the upper part of the body? Is it in the middle part of the body? Is it in the lower part of the body? Where's your breath? And also notice where your thoughts are. Are they chattering away? Are they present in the moment? Are they focusing on some past experience or future desire that would like to have that they currently feel is missing? Those two things tend to get the breath in an area that's not as deep as it could be. So for now, I'd like you to just imagine these thoughts, if they are chattering away, to be put on these imaginary clouds and just allow yourself to feel this sense of love inside. And as you do that, just bring your attention all the way into your heart. And notice where your heart is, where it sits, what it's feeling. Is it feeling a sense of calmness? Is it feeling a sense of happiness? Is it feeling a sense of anxiousness? And just keep breathing into your heart. And just allow yourself to feel, even if you have to imagine it first, what that nurturing feels like, to really just be in that presence of love. Inside your heart, that presence of love. Sometimes we go deep, and then we can go even deeper with that connection. Breathing all the way into the heart. Just noticing what it feels like when you breathe all the way inside. And then allow your breath to go even deeper down, all the way down to the base of your feet. And as you bring down the breath, notice what it feels like inside your body. Is it calmer? Is it more? Is there a sense of peacefulness? Or would it like to be more relaxed? And if so, where? And then breathe into that part to help it to relax even further. And as you continue to breathe, just notice where your whole entire mind, emotions, and body are now. Are they in the present moment? Are you feeling this sense of love inside? What's going on? Just keep breathing all the way inside. Just for a moment or maybe a minute or just kind of allow that experience before I go into a channeled message. We have this experience of what the rational mind feels like. It's what I call the human mind. And then we have what is called the spirit's mind, the intellectual mind. And the same thing with our emotions. We have our human emotions, and then we have what we call our spirit emotions. And so when we feel this sense of separateness, it's because the ego, the human personality, is being more active in a controlling manner, thereby creating more of a conflict inside. Depending upon how much you feed that conflict, your life can have this sense of a roller coaster feeling, what we call duality living. And that's where the mind can go into positive and non-positive, or judgment and acceptance, and the emotions can go into happy and sad, or angry and loving or peaceful. And so we're in this year right now, many of people that have made the commitment to move more of their spirituality in the forefront and less of their ego dictating their life. And it's not that the human ego is a bad thing. It's just when it runs your life, it becomes so active that it creates this sense of turmoil if it's moving through things from more of a negative perspective. And when it's in alignment with love, it's moving through a positive perspective where there's a sense of joy and peace and unconditional love. And so as you start to move more into that awareness, you get to choose how you want to live your life. Do you want to live it where you're experiencing the sense of duality because the ego is more active in your life and thereby there's more of that control going on, pushing and trying to make things happen and trying to get clarity on things? Or do you want to have more of your inner spirit become more active and thereby you experience this sense of connection of oneness with your inner spirit and the universal love? And the more you choose to be happy, the more you choose to be peaceful, the more you choose to be committed to your spiritual path, that's where those things that aren't in alignment will start to come up. And a lot of times if people are hooked into the areas of what is not in alignment, there's an attachment, and that's where the turmoil and the frustrations and the conflicts occur. So as you start to surrender that hold, freedom starts to become more in your forefront of your life. And there is where you start to unravel enough of those belief systems that are not serving you to a place where you have this sense of connection and life becomes a magical miracle place. It's a process. For some people, depending upon where they're at, it could happen sooner in their life. For others, depending upon where their commitment is at, it could take a little longer. The most important thing is everybody's path is individualized, and it's always best not to compare with someone else's path because they have different lessons than you and different experiences, and that's what makes it more enjoyable is when you get to really focus inwardly and you really get to experience that beautiful connection of love. And so for a moment, I want you to just take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel what that feels like inside, that message. This year being the year of the spirit becoming more active, at some point we won't have a choice. You'll all be going through it. So it'll either be a pleasurable experience or one that's not as pleasurable. The most important thing is you will go through it, and it's always more enjoyable when you know that you're going through it in a joyful way. And so if you have any questions, please feel free to, with regard to this channeled message that I went through, and if you missed any portion of it, it's obviously being recorded on Blog Talk, and you're welcome to go through and listen to it again and see if you get a message that relates to you. And if you heard it and you have a question with that, you're welcome to type that question with regard to the channeled message in the chat box, or when we talk on the phone with the time that we have left, then you can also ask that as well. Okay, so let me go ahead and do a couple of things before we take the calls, and I'll go through it again because I noticed we had some more people jump on board. Welcome. If you're new to the show, I do a meditation. I do this show the second Wednesday of every month. Periodically, I do some extra shows just to kind of, when I'm guided to do that. And we start with a meditation, a channeled message. I do a few things with regard to educating you on what I offer with my gifts, since I'm doing this full time. And then we take the phone calls. You're welcome to call me afterwards and get a full reading. It's not free, but it is something that, you know, you could offer yourself and gift yourself to get a full reading, or inner spirit activation sessions. I also offer coaching. There's an online series that helps you with your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness. Products I've created as a certified hypnotist, there's some relaxation areas and really building your inner core of who you are through various levels. What some people call energy veils or portals, you know, depending upon where your growth is. And then, of course, I offer private sessions, which includes angel messages and working with these amazing, I love them so much, these amazing, pure, expansive, loving beings. I'm an angelic walk-in, so obviously I channel also the angelic realm, Christ love, these universal, pure beings that come from such an amazing place of pureness. And I get to share some messages when we do the meditations. I also offer meditation classes, and people just are loving it because they're channeled messages to help them on their path. And so if you're interested in any of that, you're welcome to go to the website. It's heart, H-E-A-R-T, ofmotivation.webs.com. And then at that point, you can click on the various tabs on top. The next show before I take the calls is, so don't forget, on May, can't believe we're in May already. It's amazing. May 11th, same time, 3:30. Feel free to share it with friends. And so let me go through how the questions work, because I noticed we had some new people come on, and I'm graciously excited that we have some new people. I'm going to be offering only one question so that we can cover as many people as possible. If I don't get a chance to take your call, feel free to go on the website. If you mention the show, I can give you a tiny bit of a discount. I don't charge a lot, but I do this for a living. And you're also always grateful if you choose to make a donation for those that do get the readings on the air. You are welcome to go on the website. It's a way of giving back. Just like when you go to work and you contribute, you want to be able to feel received. And so this is a way of giving back as well. So after I do the reading, I will ask if you are interested in exploring doing some of the sessions or some of the various activities that I offer. And if you are committed and you are interested and ready, then please just say yes, and then I'll call you and we'll look into it to see if there's a mutual match and I can support your evolution on your spiritual journey. And if you're not ready, then just kindly just say no, I'm not ready, and then I won't call you. The sessions and all the events on the website are not free. It's a way of me supporting myself, and so I ask that you graciously get that. Okay, so we're going to start with area code 928. Please do make sure you keep your heart open, that no one else is in the room with you, no extra recording. It does create a lot of static, and I'm not going to get an accurate reading if you do have other people or you do record. And then also, please do make sure that you keep your energy on your heart and you stay really positive. If any of those energies are closed, I can't read you, and I'll just have to say, I'm sorry, I can't feel the connection. So I just want you to know that I'm coming from love, and the only way I can read is when your heart is open and you're having and you're coming from a very loving place. That's the only way I know how to read your guides and the angelic realm with your energy field as far as passing on messages. And keep your question very simple, yes, no, initially, and then after that, I could be able to support you in what it is that you want to offer. So let me just grab my crystal. Hold on a second. Okay. Forgot I left it on the other door over there, and I'm like, sorry. All right, so 928. I'll give you enough time to really think about it. So let's see. Let's put you on the air. I'm flying. Hi, sorry about the wait. Hi. I just wanted to grab my crystal. I'm like, I want my baby crystal. Yeah, so what's your name, sweetie?
Elfina.
I can't hear you. Would you be able to speak Elfina? Up a tiny bit? Elfina, okay, now I can hear you. And sometimes it helps when I just get like an area of where you're calling from, like just the state, not the whole area.
Arizona?
Okay, cool. Okay, so... go ahead and ask your question. Let me go ahead and tune in. And you don't have to be too shy. I'm coming from a very loving place, so just know that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm wondering if a person named Pedro is interested in me.
Pedro? Is that his name? Okay. Do you mind if I ask how long you dated so I know the line between you two is strong enough since he's not in the room?
We haven't been dating, and no, he is not in the room.
Yeah, that part I got, that he's not in the room, because I could just feel your energy. You haven't been dating, but he is someone that's gone passing through your energy field, and you just want to know if there's an interest enough to pursue it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I ask that question, because sometimes I repeat the question while I'm asking them, so no, it's the... of an intentional purpose, I do see a lot of light around it, which is really positive. I do see, yes, that there is an interest. Whether or not it turns into a romantic interest, I'm hearing it's too soon to tell. You haven't even got together as yet. He kind of feels like he's exploring. Do you feel like when you're around him, there's a familiarity, like you know him on some level?
Yes, when I first seen him and stuff, it was kind of a strange circumstance.
Okay, that's why I'm seeing so much light. So there's definitely a connection there. I'm hearing weight. I don't know why. With regard to, you know, with this connection coming through, I don't know if he has something he's working through or he's not ready yet, but I am hearing that soon something will open up with regard to the two of you. And it feels like he may, I'm going along your time, which is why I'm hesitating with saying anything. I'm like a week out in your timeline, and it almost feels like he's the one that's going to come up to you. What I'm hearing from the angelics is, you know how someone kind of just watches you in a sense and just kind of sees where the experience is without actually coming up to you? Does that make sense?
Not necessarily.
Like you know, like not like he's stalking you, but you know how like when you're out and about, there's like this feeling of your paths have crossed, but you haven't actually physically met yet.
You know, we physically met.
You have met, but you have physically met. I know that, but do you know that feeling like right before you meet someone, you feel this feeling like you're going to meet somebody, and then you actually physically meet the person. You
yeah.
know what I'm talking about? Okay. So with him, you've already physically met, but there's still this awareness that he has of you that he's still exploring. So he doesn't feel the timing of connecting up and asking you out feels too soon, but it feels like it's going to be, I don't know, I keep feeling like a week or something. I don't know what's holding it up.
He already did communicate that he wanted to spend time together, but he never.
But he hasn't actually asked you yet.
Yeah, like to a date or anything like that. He hasn't given me a specific time, so I'm like, okay. But
okay, so you just confirmed what they said. There's an interest. He's in that exploring phase, but he hasn't physically asked you yet. So okay, so you confirmed it. Thank you. So I would wait. I would just let him be the one. I keep getting a week that'll be. It's all. I can't explain how to put it into words, but they just keep showing me like he's just checking it out, kind of a feeling before he physically asks
right
you
now.
Out. Or what?
I think like right now he's just kind of like wanting to know more about me, or he's just kind of just sitting.
Yeah, he's kind of. I don't want to say the word shy, but it's almost like he's trying to get ready to ask you out. That's the best way I know how to put it. There's a timing involved with it. I don't know what his reasoning is because he's not in the room, so I can't pick up what's going on with him. It almost feels like he wants it to be the proper time of him asking you out. So he already showed there's an interest. So you can, the fact that they said there is an interest, you confirmed it. As far as, I feel like next week is when he's going to, based on what I'm seeing in your timeline, is when he's going to physically ask you out. And he's going to go pretty slow because it almost feels like he knows something more than you know. And that's why I was asking, are you familiar with, you know, energies and people knowing things before they actually know and stuff? Because he seems pretty aware on some level.
You mean like something bad or?
No, it's good. No, no, it wouldn't have seemed light if it was bad. It's good stuff. Like he's aware, like he feels like he knows you. There's an awareness, like there's a comfort on some level. He has a shyness, or I don't know if the word shyness is the right word. There's something like holding him back from physically asking you out yet. It's a timing thing. And I don't know if it's a shyness about him or a confidence thing or just a timing thing, but there's something that he's getting ready to do before he asks
you out. That's the best way I know how to put it. And it's all okay. positive stuff. Yeah, it's all positive stuff because I wouldn't see light if it wasn't. Yeah, so, okay. you know, like light means positive. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so did you want me to contact you afterwards or do you feel complete?
I feel complete, thank you.
Okay, honey, well, let us know how it goes. It sounds like you're like some fun things are coming up.
Yes, I will, thank you.
Okay, have a beautiful day.
You too, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so hi, Jules. I see you had a question. Do you see a move coming up? Oh, you're so cute. One of the things that happens is as far as the chat box, I always, you know, I can read energy messages on the chat, but the purpose of the chat box is to ask questions relating to the channeling that we did, the meditation. It's, for me, I feel more comfortable if you called in and I tuned into your spirit guides and the angelic realm to see what they say versus just asking because you're new and I haven't physically met your spirit guides yet. So to answer that question over a chat, I'm not comfortable doing that. I'd rather tune into your spirit guides over the phone. You're welcome to go to the website. It's on top, Jules, and tune in and see if that resonates. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I'm not sure I'm going to have enough time to take any more calls because of time really going fast. So for the remaining people on the chat box and those that are on the phone, you're welcome to go into the website and check out the private session tab, and there's where you can get the reading and so forth and go from there. So again, if you just tuned in, our next show is on May 11th at 3:30, and at that point, we'll be able to – thank you, Jules. You have a great rest of the day, too. I know my heart's coming from a great place, not being able to know over the chat box. So anyway, if you're interested in getting the reading, Jules, just go ahead and tune into the website, and or you could call next week if you choose to go into the, or next month rather if you choose to go onto the show. In the meantime, I wish lots of love to all of you, and I do look forward to hearing about some of the updates from the readings. It's always fun to get updates when people get readings to see where they're at and what's going on. And you're welcome to type the updates in the chat box, and this way it helps. And, of course, if you're on the phone and you don't have the chat, if we have time, I can take your call and you could let me know in advance. Also, if you get a reading in advance prior to the show, you're welcome to do that through a donation, and that puts you in the top spot. Because this way, it's any donation, you just go to the heartofmotivation.webs.com, click on the homepage, and then click on the link where it says blog talk donation, and just tell me in the comment section that you're interested in getting a reading at blog talk next month, or if you do it that day, and then I can jot your phone number down and know that you'll be the first person. Okay, well, time is gone, and so in the meantime, you have a beautiful day, and wishing you lots of love. We'll do a quick closing meditation, and wishing you a wonderful week. So as you close your eyes, just focus in on your heart with your breathing, and feel what that breath feels like inside your heart as you send lots and lots and lots of love there. The more you put love into your heart, the more your heart feels peaceful and nurturing. Just allow yourself to really breathe deep into your heart and just feel what it feels like to feel this beautiful love inside. Wishing you so much love, joy, peace. We'll talk to you next month.